You're listening to the Running Around Charlotte podcast, presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. One day, five events, with a race day distance for every goal and pace. Find out more or register at runcharlotte.com. The Running Around Charlotte podcast is brought to you by our partners at Novant Health Orthopedics. Runners like you are always on the move. Twisted ankles and broken bones can't wait, and neither should you. Novant Health offers walk-in appointments and same-day care at select orthopedic clinics to help you get back on pace. Visit novanthealth.org/ortho now to learn more. Now, here are your hosts for the Running Around Charlotte podcast, Tim Rhodes and DC Lucchese.
As we have said many times on this program, for every one of the thousands who run with us at the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon, there are thousands of reasons why. Taylor Christie is one of the runners who shared their why with us and graciously agreed to that to share that story with us here on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Taylor and spouse Taylor, believe it or not, thanks for being on the program today. Taylor and Taylor.
Yes.
How often does that happen?
All the time.
You're like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. All right.
So, Taylor, you ran the 2019 half marathon with us to promote a congenital heart disease foundation, but this year was even more meaningful. Tell us about that.
Yeah. In 2019, it all started just with an idea. I never really ran more than a mile, and I was like, I think I'm going to run a half marathon to promote the congenital heart foundation, and then this year... we both did it together, which was awesome. And we ran for our son, which also has a congenital heart defect. And, it was tough this year, but it was really, really fun just to do that for him and show him that just because he has that, there's no limitations to what you could do.
Now, when you say it was tough, what made it tough? Was it physically tough because of your heart condition?
Yeah.
Was it emotionally tough just because of all that you were dealing with?
Yes. Yeah. And it was a lot of stuff that had happened throughout the whole 2023 year.
Yeah.
That just brought it. And it just was physically, it was tough. Mentally, it was tough. And there was a lot of other stuff. We decided to get shoes with all the colors for my grandma had passed away from dementia.
Oh, wow.
And all that. So we were just trying to pack it all into one. We're like, well, let's do something hard for ourselves. And then,
The summer before, while we were training, my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So we ran for that reason too. So during our training, we kept adding, huge reasons why we were going to run on top of our son having a congenital heart defect.
Yeah. Now, how old is your son today?
He's 4.
4. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that journey. I'm a little bit familiar with it because we've had that in our family. And my son and his wife, they found out in utero that there was an issue with the heart. So tell us how that started for you. Where did your journey begin and how did it play out?
Yeah. So, I mean, our journey really started when we, decided to have kids, because my husband here has, single ventricle pulmonary stenosis and transposition of the greater arteries. We knew that there was a risk when we were deciding to have kids. And ultimately we took that chance and, the doctors told us like our percentages and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was pretty low and we went into our anatomy scan and, the doctors were great. They thought they saw transposition, which is one thing that my husband does have. And so we got sent to, a better hospital that could do a more intense scan on his heart in utero. And it felt like a scan. I feel like they were doing it for like 2 hours, like intensely looking for something that another doctor had seen. And ultimately they decided that nothing was wrong. And so we went back to maternal fetal medicine and they were like, no, we really see this switch of the aorta and the pulmonary artery. And so we went back, a different doctor did the fetal echo and they were like, just because another doctor is seeing it, I don't want to say that I see it too, but I really think everything is normal. Like there's nothing major going on like what dad has. And so we kind of just left it as he was normal. And then I went into labor, my water broke super early, about 4 weeks early. And I'm not going to get into it, but like long story short, I had an emergency C-section because his heart couldn't handle labor. It was flatlining. It was disappearing. They couldn't find it. Rushed me into surgery, took him out. And 2 days later, we saw signs. My husband, being very familiar with the heart world and knowing what to look for, he just kept saying, something's wrong, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Doctors would come in. He'd be like, are you sure his heart's fine? And they would just blame it on him being early. And so our now pediatrician came in and we were getting discharged actually. And they,
and you still don't have a diagnosis.
Mm-mm.
You're still being told everything's fine.
He slept through the night. Those 2 nights we were in the hospital, we woke up the next morning. We were like, this is really easy. This is way too easy. He wasn't eating. They just thought it was because he was early. And so our pediatrician came in and was like listening to his heart for probably way longer than he should. And we just looked at each other and we knew. He was like, I hear a clicking. Let's go ahead and do the echo now instead of what we were scheduled to do in 6 weeks. And thank God we did it right then and there. Our pediatrician called us and they were like, you know, I'm going to tell you this over the phone because transport is on their way there and they'll probably get there before I can. Mm-hmm. Transported us to Levine's, told us the diagnosis, and 3 weeks later he had open heart surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So literally he had his life saved a couple of times. Once, you know, during the delivery process, and then this thing for sure,
not being sent home.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow. Yeah.
And then when they cracked his chest open, saved his life. Yeah.
And it was all during 2020. So like COVID and grandparents weren't allowed. It was just me and her for a full month in the hospital by ourselves. No grandparents.
Boy.
Nobody. Yeah, the doctors, I mean, we have to give all of our praise to them. They completely, there's multiple times that they saved his life. And Levine Children's Hospital, absolutely incredible. Can't say enough great things about them. And yeah.
That's awesome. So the journey continues. He has open heart surgery and he was diagnosed. Tell us again.
He has AP window. So
AP window.
A huge window. In between his aorta and pulmonary artery.
Right.
So instead of it being switched like they thought, it was just fused together and pumping the wrong blood into his lungs.
Yeah, so his lungs were filling up with blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It wasn't pumping correctly the right way.
Gotcha.
So gotcha. They were able to fix it fully, which we just went a couple months ago, I think, for his checkup and they said if he never sees a cardiologist again, he'd be perfectly fine.
Woo! Oh, that's awesome.
I am just amazed, though, at how small babies are. And when you open them up, and there's a little heart in there somewhere, and they're able to go in and do these little intricate procedures, cutting and sewing and replacing and...
Yeah.
It's
amazing and scary.
Holy right. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Wow. It's got to be scary as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But who was it we were talking to one time that had something, they were on our show, I believe. And, they knew they had to have surgery and they were super nervous about it. And the doctor looked at him and said, tell me about your Tuesdays. Well, I get up, I have coffee, go to work.
I do remember this.
And the doctor said, well, here's what I do on Tuesdays. I get up and I go in and I have, you know, pediatric heart patients that I repair. Like, it's just another Tuesday to me.
It's insane.
You know, and it not to minimize the
gravity of it all,
but it was just like, this is what I do. I've been trained to do this. I've done it well. I'm going to do it well for you guys. And so he's like, that's who I decided to pick.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't,
and by the time we get out of here, I'm mulling it over. I'm going to think of who it was. But I was like, oh, that's a very good story. Yeah. I was like, that really perspectivized that for me.
So now, Taylor, you, We covered this a little bit, but you were born with literally half of a heart.
Yeah. I have a full heart, but basically half of it works. I'm a single ventricle patient.
Yeah.
So I was born pretty, it's crazy, but the stories that my mom told us, it's basically the same. I was flatlining and emergency C-section, and then they rushed me to the hospital. So it's like history repeating itself. It was very weird.
Was yours genetic? I mean, is there this history upstream in your family?
No, they just said mine was congenital.
Okay.
Just there was no real reason. Just it happens. And I think it's one in every 110 babies.
One in 110. That sounds high.
That sounds like a lot of babies. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
the most common birth defect in babies.
Become the most death for fetals if it's not found.
Wow.
Which could be fixed with a simple scan that most mothers don't get, and OBGYNs don't really give it yet.
So you yourself have had how many surgeries?
I've had seven? Open heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had probably over 24 actual surgeries, but open heart is only 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only 7.
I'm going to ask
Taylor.
I'm going to ask you a really dumb question. If you punch me, I understand. Do they get any easier? Like,
yeah, they do. Actually.
Do they really? Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's like, no, it's open heart surgery, dummy. But
for me, it does.
Yeah.
I don't know for everybody, but you're like, you're just so used to it.
And they're done that. I know
pretty
what to
much,
expect.
Yeah. Like, well, like in the future, I will probably have to have a heart transplant, but it's just another surgery.
We'll just
when it comes, we'll just go for it.
Put a little Ziploc thing on there or something.
So now, locally, a lot of people know about Greg Olson and his wife and their family journey with their son, TJ, and his congenital heart disease. And you were at Levine's. Was there any relationship there? Did they reach out? And
Their foundation, it's called the Hardest Yard.
Hardest Yard, yeah.
They actually have a program that will help send help to your house after you get home from surgery with heart babies. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get a nurse and all the therapy that our son needed and all that. Mm-hmm. And we're very fortunate, actually. We were just at his Ungala last week, and we're photographers, so we're able to photograph for him and hang out with them and the foundation. And we'd run their 5K every year.
Do you?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So. That's that's coming up in April or May.
April. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. April. Yeah. Yeah. So look for the Heartest, HEARTEST, Yard 5K. Yeah. So we'll put that in our show notes. And
now it's my turn for the dumb question.
Yeah.
So
please.
You're rolling around with half a working heart. How in the world did you say, running would be a good thing for me to do?
I don't know. To be honest with you, it was,
hold on.
It was, I mean, growing up, my parents did not limit me. I was not put in a bubble. It was play sports. My dad was big into baseball. I played baseball. I wrestled. I did whatever I wanted to do. They didn't hold me back at all. So
right on.
When I came in 2019, I just was like, I always had, for some reason, I was like, I really want to run a marathon. Why? Okay. I don't know. Sure. But I was like, I want to challenge myself and see if my body could physically do it.
Yeah.
And then I landed on, with talking to my wife and my family, they were like, how about a half? I was like, yeah, that's cool. And then like we kind of like played off that with the half a heart and worked with the foundation I was working for.
Yeah, nice.
So it just, I started with running a mile, and then came November of that year, I ran the whole thing, and I was able to run it with one of my really good friends, and my sister actually helped. And then I was going to run in 2020, but then with the baby and everything, and 2022, I was signed up. I was training very, very hard. Mm-hmm. I was in better shape than 2019. And 7 weeks before, I actually went into the doctor, and my pacemaker was in emergency mode. So I had to have emergency pacemaker surgery.
Oh my god!
7 weeks before, and I.
No, and this man, it was 3 weeks out from the race. He got out of surgery, and he looked at me, and he's like, "I'm still going to run it." And I
you're
was
like, good Lord.
I was like, you're insane.
Yeah. And it hurt. But I didn't run the half that year in 2022. I ran the 5K.
That's right.
Because
that's
I just couldn't. There was no way I could bear the pain for 13 miles.
Damn,
Taylor,
man.
Taylor, female, wife, how do you feel about all of this? I mean, does any of this make you nervous, or do you have a peace about it that there's a is there a faith component in all of this for you?
Yeah, so you guys can see him now. He just downplays everything about his heart, and he's always been like that. I think it goes back to his parents not letting it hold him back. But like when we first met, he's like, yeah, I have this heart thing. It's fine.
It's no big deal.
And then I quickly learned months later when he had to go into emergency surgery and all that, I was like, this is a lot more serious than I thought. And then when he came to me and kind of had the idea of running a half marathon, I was, skeptical, of course. But I had one rule for him, and that was to get clearance from his doctors, his pacemaker doctor and his cardiologist. And as soon as they, were on board, I felt more at ease. But he actually went to a doctor's appointment recently, and his cardiologist looked at him and was like, you eating a good balanced diet and running is the best medicine for you. He got all good scores, and he was like, just keep running. So, it's the proof is there. What he's doing is working for his heart. And so I'm all for it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And then you got drug into running this year too.
I've actually, the times that he has ran, I've been pregnant, which is crazy because the first time he ran to raise awareness for his heart condition, I was pregnant with, we didn't know, a baby with a heart condition. And then the second time I was pregnant when he ran the 5K. And so this year, or last year, was the first year I wasn't going to be pregnant. And so he was like, sign up and train and, lose the baby weight. So I did. And it was so fun. And I get why.
It was very hard to convince her. I was like, sign up. She's like, no, I don't think I can do it. She went grocery shopping, and then she got an email that she had signed up from me. I signed her up without her knowing, so forced her into it.
And not one to waste money. I guess I'll see you at the start line.
Yeah, and then the same day as the race last year, I signed up for this year.
So. All right.
Yeah. Good for you. It was so fun.
I got my dad to sign up, and my brother, and my sister. Right on. Everybody. Everyone.
Yeah. No kidding.
That is so cool.
Be a whole crew this year running the half marathon.
I was about to say, and you're all doing the half. That's
my
fantastic.
Mom's going to do the 5K.
Good for her. No, mom. So,
I know.
Now all your family's local.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, super cool.
Yeah.
So you have obviously some heart procedures, surgeries in the future.
Yes.
Your son.
No.
Good to go.
Good to go.
Wow, yep. Right on. Yeah. Fixed, repaired, just like a broken arm. Yeah, it's good to go. You don't.
He'll see a cardiologist every five years. Every 5 years, just because.
Extremely
isn't that something?
Lucky.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, congratulations! What a story and what a journey, and you've out of all of it, you still have a good, healthy family, and you're running and sharing your stories. Yeah. And I admire both of you for what you're doing. You seem so at peace with everything. I'd be a nervous wreck.
You have to.
I don't know what good worrying does, right?
Yeah.
It's just
I've learned if he's not worried, I'm not worried.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you can trust him, right? I mean, he knows firsthand, right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Love it.
Do you have kind of handles that you share on social media if people want to reach out and say, hey, I'm going through the same thing. I could just use somebody to talk to or tell me that I don't have anything to worry about?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I love connecting with families that have gone through similar situations. Doesn't have to be the exact situation, but we just love motivating people. And I love just connecting with anyone who, wants to talk and are going through anything that could be life altering or life like setting back your life. So
especially with the heart, we have two generations now, my family and then us.
Yeah.
So we can connect very well, and we got the family coming out. We We actually started a run club, which was crazy.
Good for you.
No way. What's it called?
It's called Some Days Run Club.
We
meet at a coffee shop, go for a run, and hang out at the coffee shop after. So we got the whole family out there.
Nice.
Don't ask one day. It's someday.
Yeah.
That's what we...
Yeah. Just someday.
Someday.
So how do people get in touch with you?
On Instagram, I guess.
That's yeah.
The main and way. The handle would be?
It's Taylor Christy Photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taylor, normally spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E P-H-O-T-O.
Yes.
Taylor Christy Photo.
Yeah.
And right, we're not sure which one of you that goes to, but maybe both, right? But
pretty much. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day
thank
to
you
share
us.
Your story.
Yeah, thank you so
and
much
I just,
for having
us. I hope it inspires other people to come forward and maybe do some networking. And there's some information that can be shared. Sounds like it's not a small community of people.
No, it's not. It's very big.
So I'm always surprised at how many people show up for the Hardest Yard 5K. We've been a part of that for many years, and it's just, it's a huge crowd.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, very good cause.
Bigger this year, they said.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, great. Well thanks so much. And we look forward to seeing you, if not sooner, at the start line of the 2024 20th anniversary. Novant Health Charlotte Marathon, Half Marathon, 5K, and relays.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Running Around Charlotte podcast is presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. Running Around Charlotte is produced in partnership with Well Run Media and Marketing. New episodes are available every week, anywhere you listen to podcasts.